Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the coffee grounds of humour, putting it in the tap bit. You know, difficult when you don't know the specifics.
I'm out of my depth. Putting coffee in a tap?
No, like an espresso machine.
Yes.
You know, that you put it in a thing, don't you? But what's the thing called? I know that you tamp it down. So I was going to say tamp it down with friendship.
Yes.
With the paddle of friendship.
Yep.
But what's the thing, the spout?
There's a little spout in the...
Well, you put it in, don't you? And then you tamp it down, the coffee, and then you click it into the espresso machine, yep. And then the water goes over it and you make espresso.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. I've got a pod machine, I'll do that. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the coffee pod of humour, putting it in the espresso machine of the internet, putting the cup of good times below it and having a lovely cup of pod coffee.
The classics.
The classics.
That's Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. This is the Off-Menu podcast. We own a dream restaurant. We invite a guest in every single week, ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is Roisin Murphy.
Roisin Murphy. Brilliant musician, James.
I mean, yo, when I was a lad in
You're
school.
You're still a lad.
I'm still a lad. Come on. Miloko was the group that Roisin was in. Fantastic group. And now an amazing solo career.
Solo career,
which,
yeah.
Which for me, like, I'm a big fan.
She's so loco.
I own quite
her. She's gone so loco.
So loco. That is amazing.
Yeah.
How has no one said that before?
Unbelievable.
Roisin Murphy. But, I mean, you know, people know that I love 2016, greatest year for music of all time. Take Her Up to Monto was released that year by Roisin Murphy. You know, experimental, eccentric, electronic pop music. Absolutely love it. With every album, she approaches it from a different perspective, different genre, reinventing herself constantly. Can't wait to see what she does next. Can't wait to see what flavour of Roisin Murphy we get on this podcast.
Very good, James.
Thank you
very much. What flavour of Roisin Murphy we're going to get on this podcast?
You never know. I'm very excited. I'm a little bit intimidated having Roisin on the pod.
Yeah.
But all that being said, as with all our guests, if Roisin says a secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have, with a heavy heart, to kick her out of the podcast.
With a very heavy heart.
Very heavy heart. And this week, the secret ingredient is low fat cheddar.
No thanks.
Listen, I think we've done every disappointing form of cheddar that there is.
Yes.
We're now arriving at low fat cheddar. I think you can go through all the previous episodes And you can probably deduce that we basically like a bit of flavour in our cheddar.
We want cheese to be cheese, please.
We don't want people to hold back. And what is the point?
Please let my cheese be cheese, please.
Of having cheddar if it's not got the goods in it.
It ain't going to melt properly if it's low-fat cheddar.
So we are going to put low-fat cheddar on. And this might be the last time that cheddar makes an appearance as a secret ingredient. But who knows? They might come up with more bullshit versions of it and we'll be forced to put them on.
Throw them on the fire. But if you throw a low-fat cheddar on the fire, nothing happens.
So, Roisin Murphy, if you do say low-fat cheddar, we are going to kick you out. Apologies.
Bye-bye, Roisin. Low-fat cheddar comes to us courtesy of David Leask on Twitter.
Oh, the Leaskster.
The Leaskster.
Leask and potatoes.
Mate, I was literally about to say that. It's so depressing. Yeah? Yeah.
You were about to say Leask and potatoes too?
I was going
to
say Leask and potato soup.
I wonder if Leask's partner, if Leask has a partner...
Maybe they're called potato.
It's potatoes.
Or onions.
Or onions.
Leask and onions.
Leask and onions would also work. I mean, I guess we'd have to... Leask and onions or something.
Onions.
Yeah. You'd have to switch it around a bit.
Yeah, Leask and onions.
But Leask, why don't you tweet the podcast and let us know if you've got a special someone in your life and if their surname is also a dish.
This is the off-menu menu of Roisin Murphy. Welcome, Roisin, to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Welcome, Roisin Murphy, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
I'm starving, lads. Come on, let's get on with it.
That's what we like. That's the attitude we like in the Dream Restaurant.
You got a quiche on the way.
Yeah.
I've got a quiche, quiche Lorraine.
It's a good thing to get the food, actual food, ordered, as opposed to the dream food, because it's a tricky record if... You know, you're hungry and there's no food coming.
Because the dream food doesn't exist, does it?
The dream food doesn't exist, only in our minds. Which a lot of times we've screwed ourselves over by talking for, you know, an hour and a half about food and then just having nothing afterwards and just sat there starving.
Being starving, yeah.
Yeah, it was just crying and whimpering to each other and wishing we'd ordered a quiche Lorraine like you. I've had the foresight to do.
Do you get hangry? Is that something you get?
Yeah. I mean, I love food, you know. In fact, it was quite hard for me to choose these courses. And when I rang my husband, he's not really my husband, but I call him that.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a laugh.
Yeah. And yeah, we've been together a long time. So he's Italian and he's brilliant cook and all that. So he knows a lot about food.
Brilliant.
And I rang him and I was like, what am I going to say? And he said, well, tell them that because you're with... A Milanese person, you know, that you like classic things, which I do, you know, and of course the quiche Lorraine is a classic.
Essentially, what I'm translating what your husband said. It was essentially, don't show me up.
Yeah, yeah. I do like mad stuff as well. I mean, I went the other day to a Peruvian fusion place in Ibiza. And that was very, 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 very nice.
Nice. Yes. But you're not allowed to say that because he's told you should only say classics.
Classic.
I mean, the classics. And the classics are what? Quiche Lorraine, hot dog.
Yeah. Well, we do like it. Yeah, classics. We love a hamburger.
Yeah.
But that's not what I've chosen today.
Okay, good. Little clue. No classic hamburgers today.
I like eating a quiche Lorraine. I hate the name.
Yes, it is rather sort of housewife-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels 70s sort of. Good housekeeping magazine.
Do we know why it's called that?
Lorraine Kelly?
Lorraine Kelly. Come on.
I think in a French accent it sounds better.
Quiche Lorraine. Mm. Yeah, it's the...
I'm not going to try.
No.
I mean, to be honest, we don't know. Maybe it is. Is it French and quiche Lorraine?
I think probably.
I'm assuming French. quiche is French, isn't it?
Quiche Lorraine.
So that is French. So probably Lorraine Kelly isn't to do with it. But we're not ruling that out completely, though, as a group.
It'd be a pity, though, wouldn't it, if it wasn't anything to do with Lorraine Kelly?
Yeah, I feel like maybe it used to be called something else and then she bought the rights, maybe.
Maybe it's because she's called Lorraine because she likes quiche Lorraine.
She's named after the quiche Lorraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a baby, she was eating quiche Lorraine quite a lot.
Maybe she wasn't even called Lorraine to begin with, and then she just ate so much quiche Lorraine.
Maybe she was conceived in a Gail's bakery.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd call her Gail if that happened.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Good point. Yeah.
Go after another round.
I feel like the first thing to go for would be Gail, actually.
Yeah. You'd do that.
What is in a quiche Lorraine?
Bacon. and eggs.
And your classic eggs.
And a bit of cheese.
Nice.
That's what makes
it's a good mixture, isn't it?
Makes it a Lorraine. Mm. Is there's bacon in it?
Yeah.
If there's no bacon in it, is it no longer a Lorraine?
No, it's just a cheesy quiche.
Cheesy quiche.
No fancy name for that one. Cheesy quiche.
Fair enough.
It's more of a gale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like the classics. Also, you've released some classic music. Is that fair to say, Roisin?
Brilliant link.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that was good?
Yeah.
A good link?
I loved it, yeah.
Thank you.
Because you must have done a lot
timeless.
Of interviews.
Timeless.
Yeah, timeless. A lot of timeless. Interviews about your music, spoken to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the links are often the hardest bit, but I think we've absolutely smashed
You've
that.
You've nailed it, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, your music is pretty... I mean, what I like about your music, your albums and your songs is that it feels very of the time, very now, but you're pulling from loads of different eras all the way through, and you're not necessarily... Like, your music could sit in any era, I think. Like, from that, you're not necessarily just doing what everyone around you is doing.
No, and, no, I follow.
And mirroring the scenes that are going on now. So.
No, I follow my own sort of heart when I make music. I don't do it for any particular market or, you know, it's all just coming from what I'm passionate about in that moment. Yeah, I mean, when I look back on, I've got a big catalogue now. There's a lot of albums, including the Moloko albums, obviously, and my own. And when I look back, I'm very proud of them, and I think they all sort of stand the test of time in their own way.
Mm.
And so does the food that I'm just about to choose.
You mentioned Moloko. When I was at school, did you know David Pack?
David Pack, no.
He was in my school year. He was in my year at school.
Oh, why would I know?
Well, I'm just checking. But, like, David Pack was in my year at school, and everyone would sing, "Bring it back, David Pack."
Oh, how nice.
We'd always do it. Always do it to him.
You've never told me about
David Pack. I know how
that
feels, poor David. I do know how that feels. I have a friend in Ibiza that just always has to bring up "Sing It Back" every time we have a few drinks.
Yeah.
And everybody groans, like, and she starts singing it. Sylvia, shout going out.
Yeah, yeah. You must be used to having that sung at you. Probably more than David Pack, I'd say.
I don't know what David Pack's up to these days. I haven't kept in touch with him. I hope he's a listener or someone listening to this knows David Pack.
I feel for you, David.
And can check what he's up to and make sure you sing that song to him.
Well, he should come on the show.
We'll get him on the pod.
Talk about food when he eats all his food and becomes a full pack.
Yeah. See what David Pack's doing these days. I didn't know him that well. I didn't even really know him for
his
song.
There's lots of jokes you could make about a name like Pack,
yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, there was loads, but
like
all we
backpack.
Did...
Backpack.
Backpack, yeah. Are you backpack?
Bring it backpack.
Bring it backpack.
We should have said that.
It feels too late.
All we did
now.
Was sing David Pack to him. But yeah, we'll get onto your food choices instead. It's not about the kids that I went to school with. Although it's
a
nice
shame, though, when you think about it now, that they're all snowflakes and they wouldn't make up such a horrible thing. To
yeah, little snowflake
yeah,
kids.
Little snowflakes
being kind to each other.
Yeah, not bullying each other.
Being kind, isn't it?
Yeah.
Disgusting. So kind.
I mean, the David Pack one was, yeah, I think that'd still go on now. That's harmless. Who's that hurting?
Yeah.
Him.
He loved it, David Pack, from what I remember.
Yeah, dancing along.
Yeah, David Pack was quite popular, so he was all right.
Yeah. Did you have any fun songs that you used to sing at school?
Oh, yeah, they used to sing when I first came to the UK. So some very funny people in school used to say, oh, you're in the IRA.
Wow.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
So that's a...
Which, of course, wasn't.
No.
And nobody belonged to me was, funnily enough.
No.
So every time you make a new album, are you always thinking, it's better than the last one?
Yes.
Or are you doing something different every time?
Always thinking that chances are this is going to be the best one I ever did. Yeah.
Does that mean you don't think that your 2016 album, Take Her Up to Monto, is your best album?
Or
is
one of the best albums? I did at the time, you know. And then you move on and you're like, no, I can even do it better. I can do it better.
To keep moving forward, you have to think that, I guess.
Well, and that, of course, none of them are better than the other ones in a way. You know, it's just they're different. And I am in a brilliant position to make different records because I'm not in a band with the same, like, three people. Four people for the last 25 years, you know. Mm. I move on and I work with different collaborators. And so that always gives me something fresh and new impetus and new ideas and a new flavour, you know, every time.
Can you give us a sneak peek about what you're working on at the minute?
I have finished my next record that I worked with a guy called DJ Coase on. And so it's all written and produced with him. And it's the best one I've ever made, obviously.
Hold up.
We always start with still or sparkling water on the pod. Do you have a preference?
Sparkling, as they say in Ireland. Sparkling.
Yeah, really get your mouth around that word.
Give
it
a sparkling. Sparkling. I've been watching The Crown and I can speak quite posh now.
Do they often order, I'm not up to date with The Crown, do they often order sparkling water in The Crown?
Sparkling. Sparkling, darling. Do give me some sparkling.
This is great. It's a shame they're not making it anymore. I think you'd be a shoo-in for...
And they know they left it open now. There could be another one.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be another one at some point.
Mummy. I've been going around speaking to my children like this and I've really freaked them out.
How do they feel about that when you suddenly start speaking like a member of the royal family and saying sparkling over and over again?
I should say they're rather perturbed.
I mean, I've never seen The Crown.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah?
It's about the royal family, James.
Yeah, that's what puts me off.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, bunch of wankers, though.
Every family's got a bunch of wankers.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I think that's universal.
All families are a bunch of wankers.
They've all got some black sheep in every family, haven't they? Yeah. They've all got a few wroggins.
A few more skellies in the closet for the old royals, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who out of all the royal family do you think is most likely to have drunk the most sparkling water?
They probably don't drink sparkling water, do they?
Do you not think?
No, I don't know. It's quite a sort of... A lot of foreign people would do that, don't they? Italians and French.
I would think that. What do you think the royal family would drink? Would it be still, or would it be something like...
I should think it'd be still.
I think it would be like the blood of the working classes.
God,
do you think?
I'd give them a break.
Bit on the nose, James.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Plus, you can't only drink blood. You'd have to wash it down with something wouldn't you?
They drink blood.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how they live so long.
I can't believe this, after the hunt.
After the hunt.
Can't believe all this time, this is the moment you choose to sort of go in a David Icke direction.
Yes.
About the royals.
Yeah.
And they're lizards. Oh, I didn't say they were lizards.
No.
I didn't say it. You don't get me there. I didn't say anything. Okay, so, I mean, here's another question for you. This is just completely separate. Do you think a lizard would drink sparkling water?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I know.
They'll drink anything.
Yeah.
Why do you like sparkling?
Oh, especially that Vichy one, you know. So I like a little bit sort of salty.
Mm.
And I like that it cuts the, let's say, dirt off of your tongue and your mouth before you start eating, you know, gets the palate ready.
Why you got such a dirty tongue?
Dirty tongue, I want you. Now...
What's that
pop? I was going to go into a song there. No.
Yeah, I can't wait until you release Dirty Tongue as a single and everyone knows where it came from.
We had a kid in my school called John Tongue and we used to sing that at him.
Oh, here we go with the kids at school.
He was lucky to get away with that, actually.
He was, yeah.
If your surname's Tongue. So you got a dirty tongue?
Well, I think we all do, don't we, really, after a few hours in the day, you know.
Yeah. And sparkling water does feel like it's... And we've talked about this before, but it does feel like the inside of a washing machine on an advert sometimes. It's just sort of taking all the grime off sparkling water. The bubbles are attacking all the dirt on the tongue.
Yeah, like a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff it is.
Yeah, it's good.
And you like Vichy, did you?
Yes, yeah.
What's that? I don't think I've had that.
It's like the Spanish one. Really, really good. Apparently, I mean, I listened to some podcast also about water. Will Self made a podcast about water.
Of course he did.
Did he?
A series of podcasts, actually. It wasn't just even one. And that ended up being his favourite as well. And, he spoke to people who are sommelier of water, which there is such a thing nowadays.
Could you see yourself getting into the water scene that much? Would you be able to converse with a sommelier of water and not find the whole thing a bit silly?
Possibly not.
Yeah, I feel like you're a bit too no-nonsense for that. That's the vibe I'm getting already.
Will Self's whole life is making sure that he looks smart, though, right? So, like, when he's talking to a sommelier of water, he's like, come on, Will, you can do this. Don't get bored. Most people would get bored and bail out of this conversation, but if you stick to this, everyone will think you're really clever.
No, he was being very wry.
Yes, he's very wry. He's a wry guy.
Yeah,
a wry guy.
Would you drink sparkling water on stage while you're performing?
Hell to the no. That's a still time. You wouldn't want to get bubbles kind of caught in your throat while you're singing.
No, I guess so, but it might give you a different sort of tone to the voice, maybe. Mm. Maybe that's something to try on the next album if you want to make it a little bit different. Just chug a load of sparkling water before you record it.
I'll just write that down.
get the burps going and get the auto tune on.
Yeah.
Some people will just do that.
That sounds great, actually. Some people. Experimental.
Sort of thing you'd like.
I would listen to that. I'd listen to a burped auto tune album. I'm not ashamed to say.
DJ Burpee.
Yeah. Pop it up, absorb bread. Pop it up, absorb bread, Roisin Murphy. Pop it up, absorb bread.
Jesus. You're frightening me. Yes.
You actually played it very cool immediately, let him finish, and then went, you frightened me there.
Yeah, you frightened me.
Papa Doms or bread?
Yes.
On the table of this magical meal that we're having.
Yes, what would you like before your meal?
I wouldn't be having Papa Doms unless it's Indian food.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's the dream meal if you want to mix things up and you feel like having a Papa Dom before.
And no rules here.
Before your classic.
Just like with your music, Roisin, there's no rules.
No rules.
In the dream restaurant.
I do like Papa Doms, I have to say. But and I love Indian food, but I think I'd have bread with this meal. And even saying that, one has to try and be very disciplined with the bread at the beginning of the meal. Because if you eat loads of bread and then you have a fantastic meal come and you're full with the bread.
Mm.
Is that something you have to do? Do you have to restrain yourself from the bread?
We all do, don't we? Is that some, sort of a universal thing?
Some people are very controlled, you know. Some people won't have the bread. Some people will just have a little nibble and they'll be fine. But yesterday I was out for lunch with the rest of the Gamble family and they brought bread round and we all had a slice of bread. Then the bread man came back round, another slice of bread. Then the bread man came back round again. We'd had a whole loaf by the time the meal started.
It's not good. Yeah. And I love butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love butter.
Any particular type of butter? What's the dream butter that's arriving at the table for you?
Irish.
Yeah.
Kerrygold, we're talking here.
Maybe, I mean, Kerrygold, there's nothing wrong with a bit of Kerrygold.
You always try and push our Irish guests into saying Kerrygold, James.
I just think it's become a thing on the pod. Become a thing on the pod where
it has to be grass-fed.
Yeah.
You know, dairy has to be grass-fed. So, yeah, Irish butter would always be grass-fed because that's all we have in Ireland is grass.
Just grass.
So much grass, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So
actually,
we don't even need to put grass-fed onto our dairy because
there
is no such other thing.
Can you tell the difference in the taste, whether it's grass-fed or not?
I don't think I eat anything else.
You wouldn't need to.
I wouldn't need to tell the difference.
Do you think Ireland will ever run out of grass?
No. Never.
Never, ever.
Never. It's our thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope you're right. It would be a sad day.
It would be a sad day. What would you feed the cows on?
There are areas of Ireland in the west where there's more rocks than grass.
Now.
And they're not great.
But the butter from that place is crunchy as hell.
And they look down on. Do you go past Giant's Causeway and go, perfect.
Yeah, no grass here.
No grass in Giant's Causeway. Why is that a tourist attraction?
The idea of, you mentioned that, butter from a cow that's been fed on butter.
Yes.
Surely that's the butteriest butter that you could possibly have.
So buttery.
Butter from a cow that's been fed on butter.
Yeah.
It sounds very wrong.
I don't know. If someone told me there's this restaurant and they got the best butter because the cows are fed exclusively on butter.
On their own butter as well.
On their own, each other's butter, the cow to the left.
That sounds twisted and evil.
Pass the butter to the
left-hand side. Thank you for doing that.
This sounds great. Is it like a type of bread in particular, like a particular Irish bread or just like a general bread that you're into?
I'm generally mad
about bread.
Yeah.
I have to say bread is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey.
This is a dream restaurant. Would you like a bread basket which contains every bread in the world?
Yeah.
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 What?
I like German selections of bread. They do great selection. They have all kinds of like grains and colours of bread and all that sort of stuff. But I do, you know, obviously love a good sourdough.
Mm. Yeah,
just like most people.
Sure, the classics. Mm. We're talking the classics here,
Roisin. Sticking to the classics.
And you were sticking to what you said at the start. You're in the classics, you've gone sourdough. No one can fault you on that.
I like this idea of a German selection, though.
Uh-huh.
Some of that dark rye bread, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we bring a German basket, James.
What have they got? Mm. They've got the lot.
What have they got? They've got the lot.
Now.
Or, what have they got?
Oh, yeah.
They have got the lot.
That's good.
You have to say that, James, when you bring the bread.
What have they got? They've got the lot. Yeah. Roisin, you're very good at accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of close to singing, you know, mimicry.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm good at accents as well, James. So are you, right?
Yes. We're all very good at accents found here.
Yeah.
Let's all pat each other on the back then.
Yeah, pretty good. To the left-hand side. Pat the person on your left. Your dream starter.
Right, well, I'm going to go sort of like two starters, okay? So I'm going to have, to open the stomach, I shall have courgette flowers.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Is this the first shout out for courgette flowers
this
on the pod?
This is the first courgette flowers shout out we've had. And
oh, God, when they're done well.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
So good.
So they're
light. Nice and crisp.
Are they fried?
Mm. Yes, like deep crispy. Fried, yeah.
With anything in the flowers? Are the flowers stuffed?
Yes.
What are we talking?
Ricotta.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the first time I had those, but it blew my mind.
Yeah, they're amazing. And they're kind of like so delicate, you know. Mm. The batter has to be so delicate and it has to be just so in and out of the fry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to get. And then I've been eating courgettes for years. Mm. And then you think, why have I been buying all these courgettes with no flowers on the end?
Yeah, where do you get the flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should sell the courgettes with the flowers on the end.
It's not that most people couldn't cook that, though, including myself, to be honest.
Actually, I wouldn't try that. I'd end up eating the flowers raw.
Yeah.
That's what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he does every Valentine's Day.
There's something so nice about it, you know, the flour and stuffed and dipped in and out of the fry. Mm. Oh, so good.
I've had them drizzled in honey before.
Yeah.
That's a classic. That's within the classics.
With the ricotta, yes.
Do you want the honey?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe at least one of them has a drizzle of honey on
a little
it. Maybe.
Drizzle.
We can just bring you a drizzle pot.
Yeah, bring you a drizzle pot.
Drizz it off. Let's have it.
How many flowers you want? A bouquet?
Well, seeing as I'm going to have two starters. Not too many, three.
A mini bouquet.
Three max.
Yeah.
So what's this other starter then? Because we don't often have this. Double starter here.
Well, it's not that it's a double starter, but, you know, in Italian, you'd go with like a pasta dish as a starter or a rice dish.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with risotto milanese, which is the risotto with the saffron.
So this is from where your husband's from? Well, your non-husband's
from? He's from Milan, yeah. I liked it before I met him, though, I have to say.
He didn't get you into
it. Saffron's very expensive. I have got expensive taste.
Yeah.
You know, by the weight, it's extremely expensive stuff.
What are we talking?
Don't know, but I know it's dear.
You get a yellow tongue?
Not if it's done right, I don't think.
You get a yellow tongue.
You need the sparkling water.
I had it on its own once.
You what?
I just had saffron on its own once.
Why? This is the sort of lifestyle that James is leading.
And what
now.
Was that like?
It was backstage at a TV show. They got a load of saffron for something. I can't remember what it was. And everyone was there. It was a thing. Let's all eat it on its own. Let's go for it. What's it like? It's a bit strong.
This is what people in the general public assume that people are doing backstage at TV shows.
Mm.
They're using taxpayers' money to sit backstage at the BBC and eat saffron raw.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we were
doing.
That's
a disgrace.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
Yeah. And may I just, you know, reiterate my hatred for the royal family and the way that they live their lives.
Sit backstage eating saffron and whittling on a picture of our king.
Yeah, yeah. That's
disgraceful.
What I was doing. My bright yellow piss.
Did you say whittling?
I said whittling. Not a fan?
That's quite an Irish sort of thing.
Well, I've got some Irish blood knocking around.
Let's
maybe
get
that's
head on who do you think you are.
Go and have a whittle.
Yeah. I'd love
it's bringing
to see
my childhood back, actually.
See an episode of Who Do You Think You Are with Ed on it. And they're like, now, we noticed you used the term whittle earlier. That got us thinking. You're Irish.
Rather than just checking my lineage at all.
Is there anything behind this, guys? A family tree or anything? No.
We've just written the word whittle on a big sheet of paper.
We heard you say whittle, and we're saying you're Irish. So congratulations. This was Otto. Can you talk about it a bit more? Because I know...
I had some the other day, and... They actually had a little bit of gold on it as well. You know the way they put gold in.
You've just got even more fancy than
that's
James.
Super, that was super posh.
Yeah.
I snort a line about every morning.
It's unnecessary, though. The saffron is enough, really.
That edible gold stuff, you can't taste it.
You can't taste that stuff.
It's just to be fancy, isn't it? It's just
ridiculous. Aye. While the world burns.
It's probably not even correct, really. I had it in Madrid.
Right.
It's not in Milan. So
it's not part of the classic.
And it's probably not part of the classic version of the dish.
But I'm a big fan of this. It's a little bit of a loophole that people find on this podcast. Whenever anyone utilises the pasta course, I do love it. I am happy when people kind of go, I want one of those other extra courses that you can have on a menu.
Is saffron the main flavouring in there? Or is there cheese and stuff in there as well? Or is it just saffron
and
stuff?
There's cheese in there.
Yeah.
Got to be, right?
Maybe I don't know, actually.
Sometimes.
In fact, maybe now I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, tell me if this happens to you, I'm eating something that normally has cheese in it and it doesn't have cheese in it, but my brain tells me there's cheese in it.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
how much this guy loves yeah. cheese.
I think with risotto, it's the way you cook it that gives you that glutenism, you know. That's
yeah.
Glutenism, this... is that right? No, glutinous.
Yeah. Glutinism, yes.
Yeah, glutinism.
Glutinism, that's good.
Yeah, because you add the stock slowly, right, and then yeah. just cook it and it becomes
and it takes
all...
the gluten out of the rice, mm-hmm. and that's what gives you the sexiness.
Is that what you look for in a dish? You want it to be sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I want everything to be sexy.
That's fair enough. That's a fair request, I think.
I don't think I want everything to be sexy.
What do you not
well,
want?
Well, men wouldn't really. It'd be uncomfortable for them.
I'd be knackered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of bonus?
Awkward.
Is that what you mean?
Yes. I think it is what she meant, yeah.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
It might be a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just imagine waking up in the morning and being like, oh, sexiness starts straight
it's
away.
Start being sexy again. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. Here we go. I think I might have to agree with that.
You just want things to be normal.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, you want the, like, also, how do you know if things are sexy, if everything's sexy?
Yeah, good point.
You have to have, like, yes. different yeah. things that are not sexy.
Yes.
But then food's okay. Food's spaced out enough throughout the day that you can have that be sexy.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't want a sexy breakfast, for example.
No?
Why not?
I just, well, depends on the scenario, doesn't it, really?
What would be a sexy breakfast?
Yeah.
Because it's about the surroundings, right, as well, but maybe shakshuka?
That's sexy?
That's a sexy breakfast.
Mm. Mm. It sounds, onomatopoeically, it sounds like a wank, I guess.
Oh, for God's sake. This is a disgrace. What? Nobody told me this was going to be like this in here.
You put up sexiness. I was just trying to...
Yeah, but sexiness is, you know, you can talk about sexiness in a subtle way.
He can't talk about anything in a subtle way, obviously.
This is not normally what he's like, Rasheen, I'll be honest. It's normally my job to be like this.
I'm just trying to...
Shakshuka sounds like a wank. It's a traditional Turkish dish.
Onomatopoeically. Onomatopoeically. That's something Will Self would say. That's quite smart.
But that, you know what that means?
Huh?
You know what that means?
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying...
It sounds like a wank.
You're saying that when you... Excuse yeah. me, Rasheen.
When you wank, it sounds like...
When you wank,
like...
it sounds... Shuka, 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 shuka.
Shuka, 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 shuka. Shuka, shuka, shuka.
I'm so glad I can visualise all this.
Sorry. Ashamed of myself now.
This saffron in this risotto sounds delicious.
Yes.
I'm not sure I've had this risotto before.
It's a Bobby Dazzler. Yeah. It really is.
I think it's fantastic.
It's a classic of classics.
Yeah.
Well, both of these things sound delicious so far.
Yeah.
So I think we move on to the bagels.
Despite your best efforts, James.
We've been so sophisticated.
I'm engaged with all of them. I'm talking about the classics here. If wanking isn't a classic, someone let me know. Because I think it's the original classic, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, mate. Yeah.
Well, you can quote me on that.
It's timeless, let's put it
wanking
that way.
Wanking is the original classic. It's
timeless.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dream main course.
I might be inclined to order a steak tartare as a main course in this situation.
Wow.
This is a big move. Because it often comes as a starter. But on menus, sometimes you see it as the starter price both. And the main.
Yeah, yeah.
Rarely see people go for it for the main, but what a great choice.
Oh, God, I love it. With the bit of egg as well and the pickle. And then, of course, you're going to ask me about the side. And the classic is to have French fries with that.
So your dream side would be the French fries with the steak tartare.
Mm.
Do you want it made table side? Where they come and they've got all the stuff and you can pick what you want and then they do it in front of you?
Oh, yeah, like that. Yeah.
It's great. There's a few places that do that.
I've not seen that with a steak tartare.
At pretty old school restaurants, they do that. They bring a little trolley along and they've got all the cornichons and mustard and all of that and shallots and they can do it all in front of you and mix it up to your...
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Cornichons, they're nice. Are those the pickles you're thinking of having?
Yeah, let's have them thrown in and all.
This is great. Do you want in... I mean, this is the dream restaurant. Obviously, normally it would just be sort of pushed together in a circle or whatever. Would you like it in any particular shape? We can put it in like a jelly mold and make it into your dream shape for the steak tartare.
Yeah.
Should we have some sort of brutalism shape, perhaps? In the shape of the barbican.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Steak tartare. Steak star barbican. No? No, doesn't work. Never mind.
No, steak bar bar. Steak bar barbican.
Yeah, but then if you say steak bar bar, I'm thinking of Bar Bar the elephant.
Or Ali Baba.
Yeah.
Bar Bar Black Sheep.
Yeah.
The three bar bars.
Edward Barber.
Of course.
Went to school with him.
Not another one.
Genuinely did.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Little songs, the main songs about him.
Bar Bar the elephant.
Yeah. He got called Bar Bar the elephant, probably, yeah. I went to the barbican recently to see my neighbour Totoro.
Yeah.
Exquisite.
Was it? Wonderful.
Oh, it was amazing. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. When I was in there, wasn't thinking much about steak tartare, if I'm honest.
No.
No.
Also, I love eggs, you know, lads. I'm a big egg lover.
Yeah.
I just love eggs.
Yeah. People are weird about raw egg, but in that scenario, a raw egg yolk in a steak tartare.
Got to have it.
Mm-hmm. Is that your favourite way to have egg? Is in the steak tartare, or are there ways that you're like...
I just love all kinds of eggs. Eggs are my favourite. They pop up in my work a lot, I mean, in my videos and things like that. Boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a very surreal image somehow. And I was brought up on boiled eggs. You know, I had two boiled eggs every single morning before going to school.
Did you now?
I did, yeah.
What did that do to you?
I think it made me quite strong.
Yeah,
it'd be quite strong.
And my mother ignored advice that was being given and just simply couldn't accept that that amount of eggs was bad for anybody, which we were being told at that time in the 80s they were, when you were going to, you know, I think, what did we say, cholesterol or something.
Yeah.
And then that turned out to be that my mother was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great way to start the day.
Yeah. It's like your mother wanted you to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah. I think it's good for your brain, you know, going to school as well on a boiled egg or two is is good.
Yeah.
It's super good.
Are you imagining Roisin on the egg going to school?
Going to school. No, surreal. Like, that would be surreal. Flying along on the egg.
I think it's funny. It's like being the smartest kid in class because you had two boiled eggs that morning.
There is nothing more perfect than a boiled egg that is done to the turn, you know, just... still runny, but that the white is nice and solid.
Yeah.
Were you dipping soldiers?
Oh, yes.
See, I'll go with straight egg now.
Yeah, you don't.
I wouldn't
do
even
the bread.
Have toast. I can happily just eat.
I'll go straight in.
Oh, no, it's a combination. Egg. It's not so much the bread as the butter on the bread.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you ever consider just completely peeling the egg and then buttering that egg and then eating it?
No. Strangely not.
No?
I don't think anyone's ever done
that. Might get a bit messy.
Might be onto something.
Might get a bit messy, no?
Have you never done an egg in one? I've done an egg in one.
Yeah?
I'll
try it later. But no, I haven't. It's strange. I haven't tried to do that. But I love it all. I love scrambled eggs. I love omelets. I love poached eggs. You know, I mean, eggs are just the best, you know, the best, most convenient, wonderful food out there.
I agree with you. I love eggs. I reckon I do 12 eggs a week.
Yeah. I went to call you Ed then and then called you Ed. I called him Egg. But Ed has criticised me on this podcast before for liking scrambled eggs. He's called me a child, asked me if I'm a toddler.
Well, okay, what do you think about this? On a full English or full Irish breakfast,
what eggs are you having? No, you're not going to have scrambled. Scrambled are to be nice with smoked salmon.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Lovely.
I agree with that.
That's not childish. Also, you can, if you can lightly put in cream cheese before you do the scrambled egg. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Nice. I've not had it with cream cheese, but I've done it with sour cream sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then even just a bit of milk will do it
or
as well.
A little bit of truffle.
Yeah, lovely.
On top of the scrambled egg. That can really be nice. Fancy.
But on a full breakfast, you're
having fried.
Fried eggs.
Fried. And absolutely no baked beans. Anywhere near that breakfast.
Yes.
It's completely wrong.
That's exactly one of my main political viewpoints.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
We're going to get along.
Yeah, I think so.
Ignoring him.
Because these baked bean people as well, they always, you probably like this, put it in a separate ramekin. They can't even stand by the food that they like.
No, because, well, at least it's in the separate ramekin. Yeah. Because you don't want it mixed up with your egg.
You don't want to leave it in the tin. Disgusting.
Exactly.
I'll only have fried eggs in sandwiches and stuff, and like with other things, and I can press the sandwich together and then it all loses out the sides and I've got the fried egg.
Yeah.
I don't really like it on a fry-up.
That's a sexy breakfast.
Oh, it's the first thing to go on my fry-up plate is the eggs. They go, because, I don't know, I just love dipping all the other stuff into the egg.
Okay.
And, of course, Irish breakfasts are the best fried breakfasts in the world, and we call them a grill because we don't fry them. We grill most of it.
Take us through.
Yeah, we haven't classic, had anyone do this yet.
The classic Irish grill.
Well, the sausages, obviously.
Best sausages in the world in Ireland?
No. No, they're not. But they're great in that context. And the bacon is the bacon. You know, it's like the English bacon. It's a little bit wrong for many people who are used to sort of the drier, streaky bacon thing. We have the real sort of like lumps of bacon.
Yeah.
And they're a bit wet and all that sort of stuff. But you have to have it with this kind of context. And then the real clincher, I suppose, with the Irish breakfast is the puddings.
Yeah. Mm.
The black pudding and the white pudding.
We've tried to work this out before. I think I know what black pudding is. What's white pudding?
It's just more or less black pudding, but it's got more bread in it.
Great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And grain, some sort of grain stuff and what have you. I love dal haggis as well, I have to say.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I'm getting hungry. Do you hear that? My mouth is watering.
I can tell. You're looking at Ed and he's turning into a massive quiche Lorraine.
This was the other problem when I spoke to my hubby, Sebby, when I spoke to him about it. I was like, what am I going to say? He says, I don't know, because you like everything.
That's good. That's what we like. Yeah. You're almost going to be disappointed with the quiche Lorraine now, I think.
Yeah.
If you're hyping yourself up for black pudding, white pudding and haggis.
Yeah. It's got egg in it, at least.
Yeah. It's so good, though. Oh, I love haggis.
Haggis is lovely. I like everything, even blood.
You love blood.
The blood.
Yeah. That's why you like the royal family. Because they drink that every morning. And now you're one of them. I knew it, Roisin. I knew it.
Yeah, black pudding, I guess. If the royal family are eating black pudding, then you're right.
Yeah.
They are eating
made
blood.
From blood.
Yeah, they're eating black pudding made from people.
And from people blood.
Yeah.
And your side is the chips or French
fries. Fries, come on, chips at this point. No, French fries.
You want them
perfect.
Nice and skinny and crispy?
Not too skinny, not those straw. They call them straw fries, don't they, those ones?
Oh,
not too much, no.
You want like
French fries, like the real thing.
Like McDonald's proportions, but not for McDonald's.
Tiny bit bigger than that.
Tiny bit bigger than that. Yeah. Where's the best fries that you've had?
Probably in France, in Paris.
They just call them fries there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just call them fries there, yeah.
Maybe.
Frites.
Pommes frites.
What sort of size portion do you want?
Well, yeah, I'm taking it fairly handy, as they say, don't they, with the amounts so far. So yeah. I could probably have a fair few.
I've never heard that, taking it fairly handy.
That's Irish,
I like it.
I'm taking it handy, they say.
Don't you say about that phrase what I think you're going to say about that phrase.
No.
I'm not going to talk about shakshuka again, don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I'm on my best behaviour. Whenever I learn a new Irish phrase, I love it.
Yeah.
Any time. When Ashton B started referring to the whole audience as lads all the time, I remember being like, brilliant.
Ma lads.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. What, you got a favourite Irish phrase?
Yoke. When anything can be a yoke is a yoke. Like, if you can't think of the name of something, you call it a yoke.
Absolutely now, obsessed with eggs.
Listen.
We are.
Listen, this is going to make me sound like I've got a one.
Give me that
mind.
Yoke. Show me that yoke. Here, shakshuka that yoke or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
That actually makes perfect sense, yeah. What's up, mate?
This is going to make me sound like I have a one-track mind also, but
He's not normally like this, honestly.
Now, listen. Damien Rice.
Don't know. Who's that?
Are you kidding?
Is it a type of rice?
In this context, it could be.
Sure.
It would make more sense if you were saying a type of rice.
In the food context, yeah. Damien Rice could be. I'm just suggesting another side dish to you. Would you like some Damien Rice? Damien Rice, singer-songwriter from Ireland.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Like early 2000s or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really is back in the day when you're talking about Irish singer-songwriters.
it is for me.
They've got quite a history of singer-songwriters in
Ireland.
Are
you sure that's not the case?
He's the first one, was he?
You started in the 2000s.
He's a good-looking fella from a few years ago. Yes.
he did a... I went to see him at Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yes.
2005, whenever.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
He did a song that wasn't on his album called Me, My Yoke and I. And he said, this is about when I was a lad and every time I played with my yoke, I would feel guilty. So I'd have to then give money to charities afterwards.
The trochra box, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know this is going to sound, this sounds like all I talk about is wanking. But it is the only ever context I've heard someone use that term yoke.
Yeah.
And that's all that's the only term, that's the only context I have for it. And it is an Irish singer-songwriter.
Well, just so you know, it can be absolutely anything.
Yeah.
So that's why he used
some
that
of the lads in Dublin, they're like, you know, when they go out like raving and that, they take yokes.
Yeah.
But it goes back much further than that. Yeah. Irish people just call everything yokes. That's an old yoke there.
Because if I heard some guys saying that in Dublin, I wouldn't assume drugs.
How many yolks did you have? I only had half a yolk.
I would assume they were just downing egg yolks to get energy for the night out, Rocky.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
how many yolks did you have before the night out?
I would assume they were comparing how many wanks they'd had. Because from what I know about it, because this is why it's good that I've had this conversation with you, Roisin, because I've only ever heard Damien Rice talk about it in this context. So if they were all saying to each other, how many yolks did you have before you came out? I had half a yolk. I'd be like, everyone's really quite sex positive here. This is quite good, actually.
It's rare, but sometimes you manage to get a double yoker.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, wow, these guys. But it's good that you've said that, and I know it can mean anything at all.
Yeah.
And now if I'm in Ireland and I hear people talking about yolks, I would always think like, oh, man, what a crass conversation to be having. So
no, well, anything could be a yolk.
Unless you're setting us up for a horrible trip to Ireland one
might
day.
Might be.
I'm customs going, I think you'll find I've got
you
a few yolks
straight
in.
On straight yolks.
Yeah.
You want to see my yolk, do you?
Yeah. I had a few yolks on the plane. What? Well, dream drink then.
Okay, well... Now then, the other week I was out and I happened to be invited to a beautiful do that was hosted by Krug. And the whole meal, we had different vintages, very special vintages of Krug.
That sounds amazing.
And to be honest with you, it worked with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like champagne.
I don't think I know what this is.
It was more than champagne. It was Krug. It was like vintage Krug. So it just worked. Like, and I didn't have that kind of hangover that you have from wine either. But I suppose I'd have to have a glass of red wine with the steak tartare. My sort of father-in-law, father of me fella, has a vineyard in Gavi, in the Gavi region.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's a young grape, you know, so it's quite a light red wine, and the name of it is La Chiara, and the region is, this is really boring for everyone, isn't it?
No, this is what people like, they love the details.
Okay, well, the region is Ligure, I can't even say.
You're doing so well with your accents earlier, Roisin. Just say it's from Yoke.
It's from a bloody Yoke. It's the Dolcetto grape. Which is similar to Barbera.
Nice.
Have you ever just sat on the vineyard and like actually been there drinking wine together?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to be the best.
I know, just that place as well, you know, you can actually almost have a meal from things you can pick off the trees and the vines. And
amazing.
I mean, in certain times of the year, it's just so plentiful. You know, that place.
Sounds incredible. I mean, look, this guy, your sort of husband, can cook. His father owns a vineyard. You can see why you're just calling him husband now.
Yeah.
Just got to lock that shit down.
He does. I think, well, I'll never be married, I don't think, guys. Mm. I don't really like weddings, first of all. I don't like chairs with bows on them and
what?
Forced fun.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on the wedding stuff, but my main problem isn't the chairs with the bows on them.
You know, I mean, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Chairs with bows and chocolate fountains and things like that. It doesn't do it for me.
I'm married and we ruled out chairs with bows immediately.
Yeah, good.
And they cost extra.
Yeah. They do. They cost extra. I don't like forced fun. I don't like organised parties. I actually don't even like organised parties. Like, I just... friend who had a big birthday party this summer, and she was stressed out for 3 weeks before, you know, he's not coming, they're coming, I'm going to, and it's like, oh God, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it didn't go in the end, I guess.
And even on the night, she wasn't too happy with herself, you know? Yeah, and usually she's always the life and soul of the party type thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit against all that sort of thing.
That's fair
enough.
Just
to make sure, though.
And then there's the idea of, like, now my dad's passed away, sadly, but I always said... So hang on a minute. Mickey Murphy, right, is going to give me away. He's going to actually give.
Yeah,
he's going to give me away to another fella, and then we're going to go backstage, like, and sign a contract.
Yeah,
you're very much viewing this
fella getting me from me dad.
It's insane.
You're very much viewing this through the prism of the music industry. You just referred to backstage and signing a contract.
Well, yeah,
is my dad getting royalties on me still?
So my dad represented me, and then I'm moving to another
agency.
Sorry,
but I'm going to have to get the lawyer to look over this contract.
Yeah, get your music lawyer involved.
But I mean, really, like, give me away.
Yeah.
Hell no.
It's mad. 2022. People are still being given away.
Shouldn't have invited you.
Given away.
No. I was heckling it.
My dad used to always joke that, you know, because he actually got my mother by some miracle, because she was like the best looking woman in Ireland and all. And she actually had a neck and everything. And back in them days, not many people did in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
And fabulous pair of legs and all, you know. And somehow he got her, and he should have just been delighted with that. But he used to always complain that he never got the dowry as well.
Like,
because you're supposed to give stuff to the man for taking the woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she had the neck.
She had the neck.
That's the dowry.
Yeah.
That's that sorted. And long legs, you know.
Yeah.
What with like a knee in between the bottom and the top.
What was the dowry that you got, Ed?
I didn't get a dowry.
What?
I don't need a dowry.
Complain.
You
should complain.
We were together for 11 years. I think it was too late to ask for a dowry at that point.
I don't know. You should have told me, man. I was part of your team. I could have got. That's what we were there for.
Yeah.
Anything you need. So if you just said to me, you need to sort out this dowry because I haven't got it, I would have gone to the family.
You could have lobbied.
Yeah, I would have gone to the family and said, where's the dowry?
You had enough jobs on the day.
Yeah, I had a few jobs. I was announcing the cakes.
A job that he invented. It's happened.
You announced the cakes?
Yes.
How many cakes?
Four.
It was like a tower of cakes that were all different flavours. And no other wedding has this happened. James invented a job for himself to announce all the different flavours.
What about wedding cakes? Let's be honest. Come on.
They're rubbish. No. This was good cake.
Nobody eats it, though.
Oh.
I bet you had a ton of it left, didn't you?
So the bottom layer, which was massive, there was a bit of that left. The little layer at the top had all gone. I'm livid. It was the salted peanut cake.
Yeah, with the brittle on it.
That had all gone.
Sounds disgusting.
Well, bad luck, Roisin, because you're never going to taste it. And it was brilliant.
So delicious. This wasn't like wedding cake. This was like just properly nice cakes.
Yeah, but it wasn't, lads. Big, massive industrial size cake. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm sorry.
How is that disgusting? I mean,
you can have whatever you like.
Suddenly, I flipped and I like weddings now because, like, when it comes to cake, I mean, earlier you said the chocolate fountain thing. I let that slide. But a massive cake. Come on.
Look, it's a shame. You're never going to get married. You can have what you want. You could have a big poached egg.
Of course.
Could everyone gather around and have a big slice of poached egg?
So you're having the red wine.
But I'm having the Krug as well.
And the Krug.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I would drink that Krug every day with everything.
Mm.
But I, as I said before, I do have very expensive tastes, unfortunately.
Hey.
I am very luckily had a bottle of Krug recently. Mm. Shared some with some friends, and it's It's just another level.
It's
isn't
a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not familiar.
Not familiar. It's just a really nice champagne, but it's a.
It's not for scumballs like you.
You don't get a yellow tongue like this for being a scumball.
Old saffron chops over here.
Saffron boy.
I have a friend who's Elaine Constantine. She's a very, very famous, well-to-do photographer and filmmaker. But I've known her for many, many years. And her fella is Italian as well. And we were out at some fancy Italian restaurant in London and they were ordering in Italian and all for us and everything. And she turned around to me. She's from Bury in Manchester. And she turned around to me and she went, "Hey, Roisin." And she sort of hit me in the stomach with her elbow. And she went, "Hey, haven't we done well for a couple of scumballs?"
That's got to feel good.
Yeah.
So it did. It felt good.
That's great.
That's what me and Ed say to each other every day before we come on this podcast.
Have we done well for a couple of scumballs? In that accent as well.
Haven't we done well for a couple of scumballs?
So we arrive at your dream dessert. Now, I'm a bit nervous going into this now because you've poo-pooed the chocolate fountains.
Whoa, that sounds awful.
Well,
that would be the end of the party.
Get kicked out of a wedding for that.
Okay, dessert. I love sugary things, sweet things. But not at the end of a big meal. It's like it's hard, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, because usually you're full by that point.
I know what
and
you mean,
can't
yeah.
devour it and love it as much as you would in between a meal.
Yeah.
In between meals.
I wouldn't say so.
And shut up, you. And
you're treading on very, very thin ice with James here. He's a real dessert boy. So you take it, obviously, in whatever direction
Come on,
you want,
I love desserts. I'm just saying it's sometimes hard when you're looking at a menu to say, order a big dessert after you've had a meal like we've just discussed, right? But I have to tell you that in that context, after a big, wonderful meal, the greatest dessert I've ever had was in Paris, and it was a simple chocolate mousse. And it made me cry.
Wow.
Yeah. It made me cry. It was the perfect consistency, you know. It left a little hole in it when you took the spoon out.
Yeah, it held the shape.
It held, yeah.
Oh, great.
And it had air in it, but not too much air in it. It had egg in it, obviously.
Yeah.
Egg being very much part of this dish. And yeah, it was just like, you know, that thing where you put the spoon in your gob and then you pull the spoon out and the thing is in your gob and you just don't have to do anything. It's there. It's everything. It's the taste. It's the texture. It's the temperature.
Yeah. Goosebumps? Did it give you goosebumps?
Gave me tears.
Goosebumps and tears. Yeah, I suppose there's no tears without
tears
goosebumps.
Tears on the first mouthful or as
more
the dish
or less,
progressed?
I think,
And then tears of sadness when it was over?
No, I was ready for the meal to be over. Yeah. I'd actually been a glutton that night.
How was it present? Was it literally just the chocolate mousse in the bowl or on the plate?
Yeah, it was just the chocolate mousse.
No other faffing around with any other...
Nothing.
So whereabouts was this? I want to eat this chocolate mousse now.
Oh, God, I don't know the name of the restaurant, but it was, again, very classic, kind of canteen-like Parisian restaurant that's been there for, I don't know, 100 years or something.
Yeah.
Mm. I went with Jarvis Cocker. That's where
Jarvis Cocker's been on this podcast.
He has.
As well.
He took me there. So if you ever see him again, ask him what the name of the restaurant was.
Ask him, what was that restaurant called? Jarvis? Because he mentioned Paris when he was on
the podcast.
He did
mention Paris. Yeah.
He loves it. He loves Paris, right?
He loves it. He lives there, I think, doesn't he? Or lives
there. He at least has done at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know where he lives now, but like, yeah, he definitely lives
We need
in
to
Paris.
Track down that chocolate mousse restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everything I had there was great as well. Like I had like the onion soup in the beginning and it was like the best onion soup I ever had, which is also an amazing dish. But I didn't put it in here because it gives me cramps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you don't want cramps, I can't resist it.
Yeah.
But the onions tend to don't go well in my stomach.
But when you had that meal then, the onion soup.
I was younger then though, so I was able to handle the onions. But as I get older, I'm not able to handle them as much.
It's gutting that stuff, isn't it?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think it is. I've sort of got a intolerance. I've built up an intolerance to it. I know you're supposed to build up a tolerance, aren't you?
Yes.
I think an intolerance has built up.
Because most people, onions make them cry, but for you, it was the chocolate mousse at the end of the meal.
Yes. Quite.
It's quite poetic.
That sounds incredible.
Way.
I wish you remembered the name. I'd go there now.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst dish I ever had was in Paris as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, great. Here we go.
Yeah. Andoulette. Have you ever heard of it?
Now, this has been brought up on the pod before, right?
The Tooch?
The Tooch. Sunny Tucci?
Oh, yes.
He talked about...
I bet he's well able for it, is he? He loves it up.
Him and Meryl Streep had it and hated it.
Oh, it's absolutely... I mean, it's unbelievable. I was in Paris. Your man says, comes over. I said, what's this, son? And he said, it's sausage. And I said, go on, I'll have that. He said, are you sure, madam? And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, I'm sure. I can eat anything, anything at all. Just bring it like that, you know? Arrogant.
Yeah.
Like. And he smiled the corner of his mouth.
He loved that, I bet.
Yeah.
Like,
can't wait.
Okay. And off he went and he came back with this. And it was wonderful. It looked wonderful on the plate. It was this huge sort of thing that looked like, you know,
really
big sausage.
Choose your language there because James is in the room.
I was looking over at James there, yeah. Big curved sausage.
James,
on the plate.
Leave
yeah?
it, mate.
And looked wonderfully cooked and all that.
Yeah.
And everything looked fine until I put the knife into it and I cut through it and suddenly the whole area smelled of shit. I wasn't even near my mouth yet, right? And the waiter was over there smiling.
Yeah.
And I was like horrified already. But I went for it.
Yeah. Got it.
And
wow.
I thought, okay, it smells of shit. It won't taste of shit.
That's a red flag for me.
Cut into it and you just see all this, like, there's no meat, like a sausage meat in
yeah.
it. It's just intestines stuffed in it.
Oh
so
my
it's like
God.
Folded intestines inside. Cut into it. Took it. Put a bit into my mouth. No, that actually tastes like I've
shit.
Got shit in my mouth. And
crying
it came
again.
Out of nowhere, you know, and he was like, are you enjoying your meal, madam? And I was like, no, not really. And I was green. My face
yeah.
was
yeah.
green. And bless him, he said, you can order something else. We won't charge you. I think he enjoyed it
He's
so much.
It.
He didn't charge me for
onion
the
soup, please.
He knows the deal. He does it every day.
Yeah.
Goes over,
They've
gets
got
someone to talk themselves into
idiot,
having
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've
some
got one
scumball comes over.
We got another scumball. let's send out an amulet.
She thinks she's done all right for a scumball.
Yeah.
Send out a shit sausage.
That is literally the only thing that I've not been able to eat.
Sounds reasonable. And Stanley Tucci, you know, loves all foods, goes around eating anything.
Yeah.
And he hated that.
And he's not a scumball.
He is the opposite of a scumball. All right. I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Go ahead.
You would like Vichy water to start, sparkling. Poblenos or bread, you would like a German bread selection and sourdough with grass-fed butter. Starter, three courgette flowers stuffed with ricotta, then a pasta course of a risotto milanese. Main course, steak tartare, side dish of French fries from France, pommes frites. Drink, you would like Krug throughout and... this red wine from your not husband's father's vineyard.
La Chiara.
Yeah, but he's not his father. It's his stepfather, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, fair play. Dessert.
Alfredo, shout going out.
Shout out to Alfredo.
Shout out.
Alfredo.
Dessert. The chocolate mousse from Paris with Jarvis Cocker.
Yes, on the side.
On the Jarvis Cocker on the side, shedding a tear with you in unison. I can picture Cocker just like a little tear rolling down.
Little tear, because he's not allowed any.
Yeah, because he can't have any.
Yeah. You promised the classics. I think you delivered the classics.
I did.
It feels like the classics.
Can I say this? I do like the other mad stuff as well. I will try that. You know,
sure.
Like I said, I went to the Peruvian sort of fusion business last week and it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest meal that I've had in the last, I don't know how many years, had a ridiculous amount of courses. It had, I don't know, 30 courses.
Wow.
And it was a sushi meal.
Great.
And it was like a religious experience.
Whoa.
Honestly. It was so meditative and I think it's very important, the space that you eat in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had gone to a lot of trouble, this guy, to make the sound right in the room.
Wow.
So that when it's a restaurant that only holds 9 people on one, like, sort of, what's it called? Like a counter.
Mm.
And so there's one guy behind the counter and stools on the counter. But he'd gone to a lot of trouble with the lighting and the sound. And I think that's very important around food. I hate when you can't hear each other in a restaurant.
Sure.
And it was amazing. He's got kind of a secret phone number that you have to get off somebody else. And
whereabouts is this?
This was in Ibiza as well.
Oh. Do you remember what it was called, or is it a secret?
No, it's not really got a name.
It's not got a name.
He's called Walt. The guy's called Walt.
Walt Disney.
But I'll be honest, I mean, food does make me cry.
Yeah.
When it's good, it can bring tears.
Yeah.
It's the name it's I was nice. Least expecting when you described the
restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's actually Australian, but he had many, many years in Tokyo. That's
Walt, the Australian sushi chef.
Trying to get his secret. So I think that's got to become a goal of the podcast now to get Walt's number from
nobody's
someone.
Getting it. And, I'm not even going to tell you where it is or anything that. Because otherwise we won't be able to get in the next time we want to go.
Yeah, that's
we're going to
true.
Try. We're going to try and find this
And we've no choice what we were being given, you know, that kind of a way. Well, I don't really like reading menus and worrying about choice.
Sorry to put you through that then.
I know what you mean, though. I like it. I like it when you go in and they say, we're going to take care of it.
What would you do if you went back to Walt's and midway through the meal he brought out an andouillette?
The ultimate.
He wouldn't, though, would he? But maybe there would be some slither of it in something.
Yeah,
you know?
Just a bit of shit.
Yeah, just a bit of shit can be good.
That's the perfect phrase to end on, I think.
Just a bit of shit can be good.
Just a bit of shit can be good. Roisin, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks, guys. I've loved it.
Thank you so much. Sorry.
There we are. Great chat with Roisin Murphy.
Fantastic chat. Also, thank you, Roisin, for not saying low-fat cheddar, the secret ingredient. We were allowed to keep you in the restaurant for the duration.
Thank you so much. Roisin has new music coming out soon, new singles, new album. Yeah. On the way.
Make sure you get on that. Also, if you're not familiar with Roisin's back catalogue, change that.
Change that.
Right now. There's so much stuff for you to delve into and enjoy. So make sure you get on that. Wrap your ears around some sweet sounds.
You know, check out Maloko, sure, but if you leave the Soloco stuff, you're crazy.
You got to get on the Soloco stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice to hear another Andouillette story as well.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Absolutely, listeners. Thank you very much to Roisin Murphy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.